the CEO of Morgan Stanley, telling employees in its New York offices they need to come back to work in person this fall. Let's talk about the implications. Paul Starkman, employment attorney at Clark Hill here in Chicago. Paul, okay, so this is happening in Chicago, too, with more employees being told they need to get back to the office. What if they say, I don't want to come back to the office?
Well, the problem with that is employers have a right to require their employees to come back to the office, subject to having to make some accommodations for people with disabilities and perhaps religious objections. But other than that, employers get to decide where their employees are going to work, and they can require them to come back to work.
Do employees have any wiggle room here, or do they pretty much just have to go along with the employer and whatever they say?
Well, they certainly have some wiggle room in terms of what they want to do and how they can negotiate a perhaps a hybrid arrangement or even a work-from-home arrangement. But other than that, if the employer is saying everybody must come to work and we want people at the office working together, then there's not a whole lot of options for employees at that point.
What about when it comes to getting the vaccine? Because employers want employees back in-house, but they want, you know, they want them to actually get the vaccine. Can they make you do this?
They certainly can require that you get vaccinated in order to return to work. That's certainly something that's been subject of official guidance, so employers do have that right to require vaccinations.
When it comes to Morgan Stanley, I mean, they're saying September, which is still a few months away. Is your advice to employers to be sensitive with this, to maybe be gradual with getting employees back to the office? Because you do still have some people who are, they're just not comfortable coming back.
Yes, I think the better course for most employers, and obviously each president or CEO has to make his own or her own decision, but the better course is to see how things play out, see how the vaccination rates continue, you know, as long as they continue to increase in terms of the number of people getting vaccinated, how the that there's no you know, subsequent resurgence of the disease, but to see how things progress as we get further along through the summer and into the fall, and be flexible as to how they're going to return their workforce to the offices.
Yeah, it's a way to not only, I guess the main thing there is you just sort of create better morale, right? Because, I mean, you don't have people feeling like they're forced into it.
Exactly. That's certainly a major issue now, as a lot of employees have indicated that they would either refuse a raise if they had to, rather than go into the office, or they would even quit their job. So there's certainly some backlash to employers forcing employees to come back to the office.
Thanks so much. Good insight from Paul Starkman, an employment attorney at Clark Hill. Quick recap, your employers can make you come back to work, and they can make you get the vaccine if you want to come back to work. Up next.